producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we are, remarkably back on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for another hour of focus and blood circulation, getting it into your brain. That's my job, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown, who are here with me on the program to celebrate another rich guy. Amazon's strong earnings pushed the value of Amazon stock up to the point where Jeff Bezos, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Bezos.
Yes, Jeff Bezos.
Is now worth more money than the Koch brothers. Hooray!
Yay!
He's in third place on the list of richest Americans. The Koch brothers are now in four and five. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are in first and second place. The big money maker was Amazon's cloud business, which has overwhelmed smaller competition like Hewlett-Packard. So they're moving and grooving. I remember when Amazon stock, people used to laugh. I had some Amazon stock early on. I wish they'd have kept it. People said, they don't make any money. How can they be of any value if they don't make any money? And that was at the time when the stock was just first out, and it was the darling, and people said, no, watch what happens. And I was sort of thinking about that with the success of the, or the moderate success of the story of Steve Jobs' life. It's in movie form. The life of Jeff Bezos. A lot of people have confused the two of them or compared them, have they not?
Over the years, they confuse them a lot.
Yeah.
I do think they confuse them.
Well, and you know, I personally think it's great. I mean, it's the American dream of some little nerd in a garage coming up with an idea and becoming rich. And I think Bill Gates in particular is terrific in that he gives away so much. I think these guys, as opposed to inherited wealth or making guns, I think they'd be commended. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. The World Series begins on Tuesday.
Yeah, go Mets!
And a three-decade drought, no matter who wins, because the Mets last won in 1986, the Royals 1985.
Remember that game in 86 that went to like 15 innings?
Yes, I do remember that.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, I'm just jumping around the universe here a little bit, or jumping around the world. 7.5 earthquake in Afghanistan, India, and Pakistan over the weekend. This is something that doesn't happen very often over there. So it's taken out communication. 29 people supposedly.
Yeah, both phones.
Most phones.
No, I said both phones.
Oh, that was a funny.
It's not exactly a industrial.
Isn't. You know where I would like to go? I was telling Meredith this over the weekend. Tibet and Nepal. Do you remember Lost Horizon? Do you remember the book and the movie?
Yep.
Lost Horizon. What a wonderful story that is. Would it to be true? Or were it to, what's the correct thing?
Were it to be true.
I just want to go there someday and walk over those mountains, or be somehow brought over the mountains and look down into that valley and see what actually there is to be seen.
Well, what is there left of it? After that earthquake.
Yeah, well, that's sort of why it brought me around to thinking about it. And what a wonderful, I guess it depends on where your head's at. Anything's true if you believe it to be true. Is this the sort of thing that people all hope they can find?
Shangri-La.
Yep, Shangri-La.
I always wanted to do Everest Base Camp. I don't know why. That's been on my bucket list.
Really?
We should go see the movie Everest before you decide to do that.
Was it you that talked me out of seeing that? I think you talked me out. You said it was gruesome.
I thought it was terrific.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's an upsetting story, but you feel like you're there. You feel like you're climbing.
Yes.
And
really?
It's in 3D, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's in 3D, yeah.
And I'm not crazy about 3D, but this is a terrific movie. That and The Walk are both worth seeing in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people who loves 3D, but...
Okay, I'm sure you're not going to find this a surprise. The number one Halloween costume...
Donald Trump?
Yes.
I've seen people dressing their pets as Donald Trump. It's
really?
Hilarious.
How does that work?
They put the hair on top of the head. Yes, yeah, exactly. Especially Afghans. And pumpkins. They take the innards of the pumpkin, you know, where it's all stringy, and they stick it on top of the pumpkin.
All right. So then help me with Afghans. Why? Because of his hairdo? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
The comb over.
Really?
Yeah, the comb over.
Is that really... He showed, though, his hairline. That's really his hair.
That's probably not the color.
No, it's probably not the color. I would guess at this point his hair is probably white. All right, so Trump's number one... The number two Halloween costume is the pizza rat.
Yes, I've seen those.
The pizza rat look
What does
like?
It look like, Roberta?
It's basically a rat costume with a piece of pizza attached to it.
A rat costume with a piece of pizza attached to it.
You know, not a small piece of pizza, a big piece of pizza like on the side.
What's the point? I don't understand. What am I missing?
If there was a rat in somebody's pizza?
No, didn't you see the video? The video that went viral of the New York City subway rat dragging a piece of pizza down the subway stairs?
No.
I saw the one about the subway rat dragging a transit worker down the track.
Right, that too. No, by my gosh, that went viral. The pizza rat. Everybody knows about the pizza rat. I'm surprised you don't know about it, Joyce.
I read the subway. I try not to know about things like that. No.
I had to drown a rat this weekend. It was in a garbage can full of water.
Can we talk
around.
About anything else?
So I've had to drown it. I just took a broom.
Did you hold his little head in the water?
Well, yeah, I took a broom and I held it underwater. It was a big rat. You should look at my Facebook page. This rat had to be at least 10 inches long. At least. This rat was humongous.
This is the Doug Stephan.
There's someone missing their cat.
Yeah. Right. I'm thinking that's the case. All right, back to Halloween for a moment. If any princess knows what it's like to be a bit different, it's the princess from Frozen. How many people, Joy, you probably followed Frozen over the years. Roberta, have you followed Frozen?
Oh, anybody who has little kids around them knows about Frozen.
So maybe it seems fitting that this princess was modeled by a small girl with braces and arm crutches in Target's Halloween ad, prompting a lot of social media folks to praise Target for celebrating diversity. If you haven't seen the ad, it began drawing attention online first, was posted to Facebook, and then it was used on TV. Here's one of the things that we published at DougStephan.com with this story. Dear Target, I love you. Thank you for including a child with braces and arm crutches in your advertising campaign. That was something that's... there are a lot of comments about this. The advocacy groups, the parents of children with disabilities and others, have thanked Target for the ad. And I think you can click on the ad at DougStephan.com as well. Plus, our video of the day today actually came off of the Associated Press website. It's about a minute long, and it has highlights from this weekend's Halloween dog parade. You know how dogs do. I don't have to say anything else. Dogs dressed up for Halloween. Check it out. You got to see
it. They love it. They love it.
At DougStephan.com. That's the...
You know, in New Orleans, there's an entire crew. You know, and crews are the organizations that put on the different parades.
Mm.
So, you know,
from Mardi Gras.
From Mardi Gras, you have Crew of Rex. Or even, you know, they just had Crew of Boo, which was the Halloween parade. So they have the Crew of Barkus, which is the crew all made up of
like
dogs.
Like Barkus. Yeah,
like Barkus, but Barkus. Yeah. B-A-R-K. Yeah. Barkus. Mm. And they dress up the dogs, and it's something to see. The dogs love it. Oh, my goodness.
The dogs.
How do we know the dogs?
Where'd you get that information?
They're wagging their tails. Yeah. They're having a great time. You can tell. I mean, the dogs are happy. They're happy dogs.
16 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Here is some math. If you were good in math, high school math, college math, maybe junior high school math, this is going to actually not confront your brain too much, because it's a simple equation. More hair in your brush, more hair in the comb means less hair on your head. That's the way it works. But it doesn't have to be that way. Your hair doesn't have to keep falling out anymore, because Provia has come to the rescue. Provia, an easy-to-use serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the three main causes of hair loss. Your pores are plugged. They need to be cleansed. And that's what Provia and Super Provia Concentrate do. When you call 800-525-8319 to get this all-natural serum, which I use to keep my hair clean so I don't lose anymore. I'm a little bit thin here and there, and I don't like it. And women don't like it. Men, a lot of men just give up and they shave their head. Okay, if you want to do that, that's swell. But if you don't and you want your hair back, call 800-525-8319. Get Provia. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you another bottle of the Super Concentrate so you get faster results. When you cleanse your pores, the hair follicles under your scalp come through growing as they are supposed to, and your hair looks much better. Plus, Provia has a volumizer that helps to make your hair look thicker and richer and fuller. So it's cool all the way around. 800-525-8319. Men and women experiencing the extraordinary results of Provia. So either get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Whoa. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is the most talked about song in America at the moment. Released last Friday, Adele's long-awaited single. This has had, depending on the kind of radio you listen to, spins on many different types of formats every hour on Friday and over the weekend. The first single from her new album called 25. It was being played on top 40 stations, on AC stations, on what they call AAA stations, and been on some urban stations as well. This started, I think the first song was played early last Friday morning, first time it was played, Elvis Duran, who's on in New York. You ever listen to his program, either one of
yep.
you?
Yep, let's
yeah.
listen to it.
Yeah, it's a good it's a good radio program. He's a good, for that audience, he's very good. Anyway, so what is Adele singing about? If you listen carefully, I just looked at some of the words, if you want to look them up. It's really a sad, sad song. You listen to it, and you want to listen to something that's happier, but you come back again to it. I was told by somebody who listened to it 20 times. There was something in it that was so powerful, so influential, so emotional. And so I guess I would ask you, Joy, because you're, the resident shrink here, why is it? And looking, I mean, I think of some of the sad songs I listen to, and I may have a tear as I listen to them, thinking back about things that might have been, or people who, you know, you had a relationship with and you don't. What's the brain science here?
Well, I think that emotions, that music is emotional. right? But that's what its point is whether or not it's a beat that's trying to get you up or something. We know, for example, that people will drink more in a bar, like a huge percentage more, like 30% more if it's a sad song as opposed to a happy song. So we know that music in particular, and we also know that music bypasses a certain number of pathways in the brain. For people who have Alzheimer's, that you can have remarkable results by having the music that's meaningful to them played on the headphones. It's a remarkable kind of thing because music bypasses, just uses completely different pathways than most cognition, number one. Number two, it's an emotional response. So, and what does sad music do? Well, it reminds us, number one, we're not alone, because if somebody else is singing about something sad, it's happened to them. Mm-hmm. So we feel like, well, gee, maybe mine's not so bad, or I'm not the only one, or maybe I'll find love again. So, and it also can give us, Roberta used the word earlier, is a catharsis of saying, if I can just get those feelings out, then they're not locked inside of me. I can sleep better. I can sort of go on for that. We know that crying actually physiologically is very beneficial to the body. It really rids us of toxins biochemically, but we know, more importantly, as a psychologist, it rids us of those toxic emotions somewhat. So sad music has always had a part of any history. We were talking earlier about gospel music, that by and large, gospel music falls very quickly into one of two categories. Either, have you forgotten me, Lord? Or, okay, my life is crappy, but you'll take care of me later, Lord. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, can we work this out next life? Because I'm suffering so much. So, and, we were talking last week about the notion that, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Well, Adele gives us the chance to opt for at least temporary suffering and then be done with it. In the same way Alfred Hitchcock talks about why scary movies are so popular, is it gives us, within a limited context, a way of being frightened. Yeah. This gives us, within a limited context, a way of feeling really sad.
Talk to Joy Brown here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Tomorrow only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can't...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I'm not looking at Channel 9, I'm looking at Joy's channel, all the silly pictures from her birthday. Happy birthday. Did you post those on Facebook?
My crew does, usually.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I tend not to. There's almost nothing personal on my Facebook page.
I have two Facebook pages, and I got to have Kenny. Some of the stuff I actually do have to sort of connect to, but I don't pay much attention because I find it, I have so many things that you could spend your life. You really could. You could spend your life.
Yeah, you could, absolutely.
Yeah, doing that sort of thing.
Well, and the thing is, this was the first time I've sort of ever done anything about it, because there are just so many birthday wishes. And, you know, for the first, like, 15 or 20, I was responding, and then there get to be, like, 200. And I know some of them, and a lot of them I don't, so I just sort of put a general thing up saying thanks a bunch.
Thanks
so,
a bunch. Thank was really, you very
it was,
much.
It was really nice.
I mean, are you
really
older than I am now?
No, never. You know what? I'm not even older than my daughter. It's really, you know, it's really hard to explain that to her. But I point out, I'm a math major, and she should trust me.
Of course she should.
Of course she should.
As we all do. Yeah, all right, so Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli are here on the Good Day program. The circulation of the nation's 10 largest newspapers. Very interesting to see how this is changing in the face. We all know it's going on, but I think the starkness of the numbers I find quite intriguing. In fact, the numbers, what is it, the old business where the numbers speak for themselves, liars figure, but figures don't lie, something along that line.
Huh? No, they're lies, big lies, and statistics.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so here are the numbers. As of the 30th of September, the percentage of, let's see here, looking at the number, they're down about 7% from last year. USA Today, the nation's largest, biggest circulation, 2,246,996 were subscribed to it at the end of September. Let's see. Wall Street Journal, 2,091,062. That seems to be up somewhat. New York Times, 1,118,565. Up a bit, too. The L.A. Times, 955,211. Down 5%. Washington Post, 732,872. Down 2.5%. New York Daily News, 729,124. This is the daily circulation.
This is, I mean, actual real
actual numbers of newspapers that they deliver.
What about online, though? I mean, I read the New York Times every day, but I read it online.
Well, that probably includes it.
This, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, circulation.
No, this is circulation only. Mm. These are the numbers for. So I find it interesting that we talk a lot about newspapers being off. Well, some are, and some aren't. That's and I don't know whether.
How do we compare that to like a year ago or 5 years ago?
I don't have that number. I just have the actual stats, the statistics as of the end of September. Well, actually, percentage wise, it's sort of I gave you some examples of how they're up over the year or down over the year. But I find it interesting that, for example, Newsday. That's a very big paper on Long Island. That has been steady, about 580,000 for a number of years. But that's in an area. See, those are the places where newspapers, it seems to me, would do better because they don't have access to all of the big media like the big cities seem to, and people pay more attention.
Well, they have computers.
Yeah. Well, people have. Well, you see what's happening.
They do local news, which
right.
is why they're interested.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's where some of the local radio stations have fallen down. Some have made deals with local newspapers so that some have gone into competition with local newspapers to have for example, the patch phenomenon, which is around the country. That was originally started by a radio person to add to the content of the station's website, and then it just grew and grew into its own entity to compete with the papered versions, if you want to call it that, of newspapers, which you have to pay for. Online, you have to pay in many circumstances with the smaller papers, the bigger ones like New York Times you mentioned, Roberta. Yep, you got to pay for that.
You got to pay, yeah.
You have to pay for that. But I just thought it was interesting to see how. We hear a lot from other sources, other media, that newspaper readership is down. I'm not so sure about that, frankly, to the extent anyway that people say. Remember, there's a great difference between even baby boomers and the Generation Xers, if you will, and the millennials. Millennials are not reading newspapers, we get that. But there are a lot of people in their 40s and beyond who like to read a newspaper. I know my daughter sits down every Sunday and reads the New York Times. Mm-hmm. From cover to cover. That's the only thing
that
she does.
Wow, what's that take her, like, all day?
It takes her a long time. And well, she doesn't do it on Sunday because now Sundays are taken up. She volunteers as a tutor for 4 hours on Sunday mornings with high school students who are trying to get into college and having problems with their English. And then she has a book club that she runs every Sunday afternoon that is women have hired her to. I find it interesting. There are no men in the book clubs. They're all women. And there are four different groups, and they hired Megan, so she does one every Sunday afternoon of the month. And she basically leads the discussion about whatever books they're reading. And so she doesn't have any time. I know when she reads it, that's the day she's away from her son, Miles, all day, and the husband takes care of Miles. It's really very interesting because she is a devoted fan of the New York Times. And I know other people who do the same thing. I have another friend in L.A. who does the same thing, reads it from cover to cover.
You know, I saw a statistic once that said one edition of the Sunday New York Times is equal to someone's entire lifespan of knowledge 100 years ago.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's the business about what we know in general, how much knowledge we have now versus around 40 years ago.
Yeah, we need to think about that, though. Maybe 200 years ago. 100 years ago was 1950.
Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, maybe 200 years ago.
Yeah, I think you'd have to go back a little farther than that.
Yeah, you would. All right, here's something that's strange but true. A Florida teenager suspended from school last Friday for wearing a Safe Sex Halloween costume featuring a T-shirt decorated with condoms.
Which was sold out by my third period.
Right, 16-year-old
student. But they weren't any good because he had pinned them to the T-shirt.
A lot of my friends are active. I tell them if you're going to do it, be safe. Principal insisted this is not acceptable. This is something you don't do in a public school.
You know. Oh, I think the principal's wrong.
I do too. But
yes, absolutely.
That's just us. All right, in a moment, we work ourselves into what I talk about a great deal, and that is farmers and sustainability and what you don't know about what's going on the nation's farms. That's in the focus in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
The Smarter Way to Manage Business Expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. There's something about seeing a pumpkin sail through the air at high speed and then explode in a gooey mess that just makes people smile. Our family's been launching pumpkins off a deck in our backyard after Halloween for years, but I recently found out that some folks in Delaware have taken pumpkin throwing to a whole new level. For nearly 30 years, teams of pumpkin hurlers have traveled there to compete in what is known as the World Championship Pumpkin Chunkin'. Using everything from slingshots and catapults to large pneumatic cannons, they shoot the pumpkins as far as they can. The event was even featured on the Discovery Channel's MythBusters show. But it was canceled last year and won't be held again this year either. Why? A couple of years ago, a volunteer was injured in an ATV accident and filed a lawsuit. Now the farmer who hosted it won't let it return to his property. Let's be fair, it's not just pumpkin hurling contests that are vanishing because of lawsuits, but all kinds of popular activities. And that's a shame. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown. There's the story floating around today about this hunter who shot a couple of moose before realizing that he was in the zoo.
No, he was shooting into the zoo. He killed two of the five moose.
What in the world?
At the zoo. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, but the cool part of the story. Did you read the rest of the story? I think it's in. It was in Stockholm or something. And they called the or Norway. I think it was Norway. And they called up the zoo to tell them they'd done it. I mean, they self-reported themselves. Mm. Said, oh my goodness, whoops, and they're going to have to pay for the moose.
But as luckily, well. Yeah, as well they should.
In the United States, they would have gone online and said it was the moose's fault. They shouldn't have been looking like moose. They, you know, and, but these guys called him and said, we kind of made a mistake, folks.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
But he's shooting through a fence. I would think if you're shooting through a fence,
turns
that
out,
should tell you something.
Yeah, but the fence was. It turns out that it wasn't. You couldn't see the fence, and they were sort of roaming a bit. It was. It's a little less stupid than the headline. I know the headline.
Not,
was
not,
so
not much.
A zoo. I mean,
I'm spoiling your fun. Yeah, yeah, I know.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you're
it is
a
dumb.
Zoo. It's like.
All right. I want to have us think about. I do a radio program now called The American Family Farmer. And it's aimed at bringing to the surface the fate of men, the plight of men and women who are on family farms, run family ag businesses, and also the locavore movement, because there is so much misinformation about farmers and farming. This year, especially in relation to climate issues, there have been really serious droughts in parts of the country, a lot of floods in parts of the country, and so the output of our nation's farmers is yet to be determined because of the vagaries of, not that it's different this year, because it really isn't, the vagaries of weather. It just is what it is. I am a dairy farmer, and I'm still out making hay and will until it snows, because I never have enough time or enough good weather to do all of the hang that is necessary to do to get it done. And that, the influence of the weather we have, it's interesting how the last few years, June has been a horrible month. Normally, June would be a great weather month, a great month to really get started in earnest in cropping, farming. But it's gotten in the way. There's a new book called 2% Solutions for the Planet. A fellow named Courtney White, who is the co-founder and executive director of the Quivera Coalition. Quivera, you might want to look that up. It's a nonprofit that's trying to find common ground between the conservation of land and how agriculture operates. There are a lot of different examples of farmers and ranchers who have done, you know, a lot of times farmers are criticized because supposedly, especially dairy farmers or beef cattle farmers, because of the methane gas issue, which nobody completely understands. It's actually almost the opposite of what you read in the conventional media about methane gas and poop from cows and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I bring you around to looking at this at this book, because I think that there is important information there. In general, I'm going to pass along some of the information, because a lot of folks listen to this program in Southern California, or in California in general. There's a drought. So what's that done there? The largest cattle producers are in Central California. The largest produce producers in our country are in Central California. There is a great deal of the, you don't realize, because we seem to focus on San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles so much, we don't realize California is a major output source of strawberries, lettuce, many vegetables, a lot of fruits, that sort of thing, plus it's a big dairy area. So when you get into the business about droughts and what you have to do, the governor of California made an exception for the farmers when it came to water restrictions, because without that, California loses one of its biggest industries. And the same is true all over the country. We had too much rain in Ohio. So what's that done to the corn crops and the soybean crops there? All of these things are affecting what we pay for food. We are so spoiled in this country because we have cheap food. Go try to find the same stuff we can find here in most other countries. You pay twice.
Yes.
And then some.
Yes.
If you can find it.
If you can find it, you are right. And I'm talking about even in Europe. And places that are fairly progressive in Asia, we are so spoiled here, we don't begin to understand what's going on in big agribusiness, trying to put the small farmers out of business at every turn. Wait till you see what happens in the next 25 to 30 years if we don't curb that movement. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, from Good Day at 10 minutes for the hour.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And here for Greg Steffen is Richard Schimmel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions. So, Richard, when you're here, I think it's good to talk about some of the TV applications of technology. There's a new Apple TV hardware, piece of hardware being issued this week. More gaming, it's intuitive to the viewer, and that seems to be what they want. Big on gaming. Computer gaming is a big industry. How much of this is going to remain legal, though, as we move forward?
I think you're talking about the gaming industry, like DraftKings and other stuff. It's going to remain to be seen because each state has gaming control. So, you know, Nevada now has banned DraftKings until they can get a gaming license. But as far as competitive games, as Halo 5, and games like that, you're going to see a massive, massive amount of publicity on this.
Well, but if people invest or want to buy this new hardware, or is there a reason for them? I guess is the question. Apple's offering it, so they must think that there's a market for it. But yet, for me, this, from all the stuff that I've heard, some of the things you just said, it doesn't look like it's a strong future possibility unless they can find some way around some of the rules and regulations.
Well, I think for aging baby boomers, it's not going to be a market. Okay, that's my opinion. I think for the younger generation, a lot of people don't realize that the gaming industry, computer gaming industry, is $91 billion. And that's a lot of money. All, you know, the young kids know it because they play it all the time. As far as the Apple, it's going to be a special type of control that you can control the game with the control remotely. And for that, you know, they're going to be spending a lot of money, and that'll the Apple unit will allow programmers now to create games specifically for that, like they create games for the Apple Watch, etc.
I find it interesting that AT&T and Uber have partnered to stream sports in the Uber cars to passengers. That's pretty interesting. In some of the cars that are being used in Atlanta and Detroit and Houston and Nashville, especially this month and next month.
They're going to try and go after every eyeball that they can, these advertisers and these companies. And like I've said before, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you can only watch or listen to 24 hours worth of programming. It's all about the content. You know, you are immersed with it in advertising, with billboards, with electronic billboards, and stuff like that. So whether it's going to be effective or not, it's just another gimmick. It's another advertising gimmick to sell advertising.
Nothing wrong with that. We like advertising here, as the next 60 seconds will prove. We're having a conversation in Tech Talk time with Richard Schimmel here on Good Day.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
All right, the conversation with Richard Schimmel continuing now. Good day. Anti-drone technology. What does that mean? Pushing drones away, shooting them down. What does it mean? This new, we knew that drones were going to be big. Now there are people who are fighting them. In what way?
There's a company out that has created something called the Falcon Shield, which launches attacks on drones. It's from what I understand, it's almost like a rifle that you can point at a drone and it will disable it.
Good.
Oh, I want one of those.
Yeah, give me one. See how many. See if we can sign up for getting one of those babies. I think the drone thing is going to be out of control quickly. It seems to be.
Oh, it's out of control now. You know, I was at an event yesterday that there was a drone filming it, and less than 5 miles from an airport.
Yeah, right. It's very dangerous. All right, Richard, thank you for your contribution here today. Appreciate it.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.